Say something. Why do you keep moving this?
I didn't like where it was.
Why didn't you like where it was?
It's in front of my face.
You don't like it in front of your face?
No.
I don't get it.
Welcome to the Approach Podcast with Adam. Adam is a celebrity chef turned health coach to the stars, an ex-gymnast and ultra-marathon runner. Here, he'll discuss intermittent fasting, sugars intake, sustainable weight loss, and so much more. No script needed and off the cuff. Adam's knowledge and passion for wellness and nutrition will blow you away. So sit back, relax, and prepare to get healthy.
All right. What is going on, everybody? This is the Approach Podcast. I am here with the wonderful Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, how are you?
I know you're a little slightly under the weather today, right?
I know. My voice is...
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yes. You got a little under the weather for your birthday?
Yeah, I was.
Too much partying?
There was no partying.
Too many pints?
No, we went to the most amazing restaurant though.
Like
a Thai restaurant in Cambridge. It was beautiful.
Nice.
Really, really lovely. And yeah, then I just went down with a really bad flu-y cold the next morning. And
how's the weather over there right now?
Really mixed, like just a complete unknown. You wake up and you're like, oh, I'll dress for rain because it's raining. And then you come out and it's boiling hot. It's just a nightmare.
That's terrible. Well, at least here we know it's going to rain every day. That's how it is right now. It's just raining every
day. Really?
Yes. Oh, every day it rains. It's been kind of storming actually, which is weird.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know last week we had a great podcast talking about kind of healthy foods and vacation. And by the way, since then I bought a bread maker. So we made our first batch of bread. I used to do this all the time, but it's been like 10 years and we made our first batch of bread last night, which did not turn out well at all.
No, so
we gotta kind of see what to do here. We first tried with like a gluten-free, like healthy.
Right.
And I don't know if we just didn't have the right things. And the first couple of things we measured and then we just started kind of eyeballing things after that. So maybe that's what did it.
Oh my God.
We made bread and then I just bought a dehydrator today too, because I want my children to, I don't know, eat some more fruits and vegetables. And I think if we dehydrate some of these things, it'll be a big hit. And plus, we just mentioned my daughter wants to kind of start a little fruit dehydrating business.
So
we're gonna make a go for it, which I think is kind of cool.
I love that.
Do it together. But I know we were gonna talk about weight loss drugs, which we didn't get a chance to do last week. So now we're gonna chat about weight loss drugs because I still think it's a hot topic, but certainly I think dying down maybe a little bit. What are your thoughts? Or I don't know. I know it's a way different in the UK than it is here.
Yeah, it is only just starting to be talked about in the UK.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how the conversation continues over here and whether it sort of takes the same direction that it has in the US. It's not a huge thing here, but it is just now people are starting to talk about it a bit more. I think it's starting to become available more for people as weight loss rather than diabetes
and things like that. It'll be interesting to see over there because I know you guys have a different health insurance structure.
Yeah.
How that plays a part, right? And, or if people are going to come out of pocket and not care or whatever, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting. But I think it would be, you know, you've spoken about it a lot on social media, but there are still so many people who comment on old posts that we've put out every day with sort of their feelings or questions, or some people just saying, oh, thank you so much. I was considering this and now actually I'm not going to do it. And I think it's just a really good conversation to have just to clear up some of the myths surrounding it, kind of talk about how it's all really got to this point where we're at now anyway.
That's a whole big subject that we can certainly get into, like what brought us to this point. Cause that's all, like, I think about this like every day, every day, this is my thought. Like, how do we get to this point? I mean, again, our planet, and this is talking about our planet, not just the States or the UK, like is 70% overweight. 70%, which is insane. We're the most overweight we've ever been.
Yeah.
And so like, why is no one like putting the brakes on this and saying like, hey, like we're not doing things right. Like we have not had a minus year in the last 70 years. Like every year goes up and up and up.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Why do I think it is?
Yeah.
It's truthfully, it's 100% marketing.
Yeah.
That is my thought. And I don't know that anyone can change that thought of mine. It is 100% marketing. You have companies that just care about their pockets rather than what is good for people. We know, again, I teach intermittent fasting because we know that that's how we should be doing things. There's no way around it. There's no other, you know, thing that you can study that's going to tell you different. Like we are built to do intermittent fasting. We're not designed to eat throughout the entire day. And so it came about to where people started adding meals and adding different times to eat and adding snacks and adding this and on the go and adding all these things. And look what the result is.
Absolutely. So
if we simply take out the marketing, like I posted years and years ago, someone said like, if we took out marketing out of the equation, we would know what to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't just walk around saying like, oh my God, what to do today? No, we would know exactly what to eat, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But marketing just, you know, targets us at such a very, very young age.
Yeah.
And I've read, and there's books out there, and I know I'm talking a lot right now, but there's books out there that talk all about this, about how like marketing kind of took the playbook from like Philip Morris in the you know, cigarette industry and stuff like that. And they said, wow, like this worked really well. Look at what we did with such a terrible product. We can do the same thing with food.
Yeah.
I mean, look at like the 80s. I don't know if it was big over there, but the 80s, you know, everything became fat free. Right. Did that happen over there in the UK like it did over here?
I was born in the 80s, Adam. I was a baby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was born just before the 80s, but I mean, okay, early 90s, everything became fat-free, right?
Yeah.
It was such a marketing like scam.
Yeah, well, same as sugar-free. Fat-free, sugar-free. And everyone goes, oh, great. So it's good for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and let's look at the ingredients.
It was, and there's all this. I mean, it's so funny because we know this, but we're so subject to the marketing. We're so subject to believing the big food industry because, oh, everybody else is doing it. It must be okay. You know, we don't see people like just dropping dead beside us. So it must be okay. But there's so many like repercussions. You know, one of the biggest things I always tell people is like, do you know the difference between like whole fat milk and 2% milk?
Yeah.
It's 1%. That's the fat difference. And like people look at it, oh my God, I would never do full fat milk. You know, I only get 2% or I only get skim milk, right? The difference there is only 2% fat. Like it's just marketing and it's tough to go against billions of dollars of marketing.
Right. And that marketing, because people have grown up with it, is now like inherently built into, you know, people's psyche and to some degree they're subconscious and they just believe that they have to have these certain foods throughout the day and then it's okay to have X many snacks or whatever. And I guess that is how we've got to this point where people feel like they can't change their mindset, they can't change their habits, they can't change their discipline and they are turning to weight loss drugs.
Right. And I'm sure we're going to caveat to that in just a second here because my mind is going nuts. Like, you know, so I was on a group the other day, a Facebook group, and someone was saying, I don't have time to eat healthy. And that's like my biggest, like, or are you like out of your mind? Like, so like, I always equate this to like, you know, you went to the store and purchased a $4 protein bar with a million ingredients. You could have gone to the same store and bought an apple for like a dollar. You know, it's not about time. It's about you just choosing the right things. And I don't know, but we can talk about this forever, but I know you want to talk about weight loss drugs, my favorite.
Well, otherwise we'll sit and talk. I was almost about to tell you, I actually took a video of a farm shop that I went to the other day, and we picked up all of our ingredients to make like a homemade vegetable.
Oh, don't make me jealous. You know, I'm already looking for flights.
I know. There was like purple cauliflower, and like all the carrots are just different colors, and it's just, oh, it's just so fun. And like that soup, I think lasted just like 3 days because we just made a whole big batch of soup. We were just different people having it for different meals. Isaac had it over pasta. Like,
yeah, you could do so many different things. I tell you, we ordered this box. Did I tell you this? We ordered this.
Yes.
So it kind of worked out and didn't work out. Like our family is so big. So like, it gets very expensive. So we ordered like this $100 kind of vegetable basket.
Yeah.
And like some of the things we didn't really like, I'm not really a huge fan of like Swiss chard. Like you might be, but it's not like a daily thing for me. And I, you know, no, the kids aren't going to eat it.
No.
So it was kind of mixed. I don't know. We might do it again, but it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
You know, you have markets by the, you get to go pick out stuff and get exactly what you want.
Yeah.
This mystery box was expensive and it, you know, you're not going to use everything in it too. So we're still on the fence with it.
Yeah. We've had that before when we've tried just boxes for convenience and found like that we actually ended up with more wastage than if we just went down to the market and just picked what we kind of knew.
Just picked a few things
that week. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, weight loss drugs. We got to talk about it. So obviously, again, it's getting some hype in the UK. It's been going on here a little while. I think, you know, I want to feel that it's dumbing down a little bit just because I don't see it as often like on social media and stuff like that. I think people are having to maybe pay more out of pocket. Insurances aren't covering it as much anymore. Maybe some of these things are going on behind the scenes. I'm not 100% sure. I just don't hear about it as often anymore.
So for the background on that, then it obviously started primarily, this is a diabetes drug that has been used for a long time to treat obesity as a side effect of diabetes. Is that correct?
Well, just regulating insulin levels. And then what they know is that like the insulin, you know, regulating your insulin levels will help you with weight loss. But what people aren't understanding is that you're creating a rise in your insulin levels by all the junk that you're eating. So if you just took out all this stuff, you wouldn't need the shots. You wouldn't need the pills. You wouldn't need anything. Your body knows what to do. Everybody thinks their body's broken, right? Yeah. Everybody thinks like, oh, I'm just damaged goods. Like they see, you know, Sally over here does this and she does fine. And, you know, they just don't think it works for them. And I promise you, like time and time again, if you just give your body the opportunity to and feed it the right things, you'll be fine. People just want a quick fix. So back to your, it's for, you know, kind of leveling off those insulin levels and in diabetics, and that's going to help control weight loss and things like that.
And so when did you first become aware of it being used as a purely weight loss based drug?
Probably about a year ago. Obviously, I think like one of the Kardashians said something about it or that's kind of how it really kind of got popular. And then I think people, you know, doctors started really jumping on board.
Right.
You know, they were getting their co-pays or are getting their co-pays and then getting, you know, whatever amount for promoting these drugs. So they're getting kind of both ends. Right. And then I started getting calls from doctors saying, hey, like, can you be my health coach? You know, I run a general practitioner's office, but we have this weight loss thing going on and I want somebody to run it for me. And I was like, no, thank you. And I got probably 5 or 6 calls from doctors about this.
Really?
I was like, wait a second. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's crazy to me because like it's no fault to them. I know doctors, especially here in the States, kind of have gotten squeezed over the years from insurance. You know, they might have been making, I don't know, call it $500,000 a year. Now they're making $300,000 a year because of, you know, the insurance payouts and things like that. And so they're trying to make up for that lost income somehow. And look at this, I can easily make it up by promoting these weight loss drugs. Again, I don't think any of it is being really monitored. It's obviously not being used for the right reasons, and being overused.
Yeah.
And gosh, I mean, we could talk about this forever, but the excuses that I think a lot of people are making of, oh, you know, people are being ill and sick and screwing up their digestive processes and just thinking it's part of the game. Like,
yeah.
I don't, like, how does that work out in somebody's head? I don't get it.
it's strange to me that knowing the side effects and the level of some of the side effects, how dangerous some of the side effects listed are, it's crazy to me that people are happy to have those side effects just to get a quick fix of weight loss, which, unless they stay on the drug forever, therefore heightening probably the level of the side effects, they're going to end up just putting the weight back on anyway whenever they come off it.
Right, because they have to come off. You're not going to do it forever. Yeah. And it's not, you know, our big thing here at The Approach is obviously teaching people how to do the right thing. And that is doing the exact opposite. You are not changing any of your eating habits. I mean, you might be not eating as much because, you know, it's slowing down your digestive process and things like that. But it's not really changing your mentality of how to eat and how to, you know, pick nutritious foods and fuel your body right. It's just not doing any of that. So
our doctors in the US trained at all in nutrition?
Zero. We're going to get some kickback. I'm going to get some calls from doctors here in a minute. But no, it's zero. I mean, doctors or nurses, their biggest education is on prescription medications.
That's
it. They need to know God knows how many prescription medications and what they do and their side effects and all that stuff. Because, I mean, guess who's running the country? It's a big pharma, you know? So, again, I don't like getting political about all these things, but that's just the lay of the land. There's no nutritional education on any of this stuff.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago, I was at an event in the UK and met a girl who actually should be really interesting to get on the podcast. So I'll probably reach out to her. But she was a GP who became incredibly focused on working with gut health. Mm-hmm. And this was a few years ago. So again, I'm interested to catch up with her and see how she's got on. But she was running some massive campaigns to make nutritional training a requirement for doctors.
That'd be amazing. That's, you know, that's the reason I became a health coach. People ask me all the time, like, oh, are you a doctor? Oh, are you a dietitian? I'm like, no, I never had the desire to do any of that because I knew that wasn't going to get me where I wanted to be. That wasn't going to get me where, you know, helping people from a nutrition standpoint. There's no way would I ever want to prescribe a drug. You know, what's the saying? Like, we're all about the sick care, not the health care. You know, that's, I don't want to be a part of that wheel, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So what would you say to somebody who came to you and said, this is my last option, taking the weight loss drugs because I've tried everything else?
I see it and hear it all the time. I'm like, no, you've tried a million things that haven't worked. I'm not going to take that away from you, but you haven't tried the right things. And, you know, I've been coaching intermittent fasting for 15 years now, well, 16 years in April, I guess. And I've never had it not work. I tell people this all the time. I've never had somebody not be successful on this program because we're just teaching people. And listen, I get like things come up in life and people might not be able to commit to themselves at this point or going through a divorce or whatever. I understand things happen.
Yeah.
But when you commit to, you know, making the change to your life and to your health, this has never not worked out for somebody ever. Yeah. So it's not that people are at their last, you know, draw. It's that they've tried so many things that haven't worked. They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So
This is, so I know we had a post that went really, really viral about, you know, your feelings about weight loss drugs. And one of the things that people came back on a lot, and it was sort of the main sort of trolling comment was, this is only your opinion because you're trying to sell your program, right? Yeah. That was the one thing that people would say, this is why you're against it, because it's taking people away from your program.
Yeah.
Obviously, what we've seen behind the scenes is that actually it has the opposite effect, because people are doing the weight loss drugs, realizing they can't stay on them for good, and then actually coming back and looking for a long-term solution.
Yeah.
So I know that's not an accurate portrayal at all. In fact, it's quite the opposite. But what are your feelings about that?
So I'm not a money guy. I don't, you know, want to drive around in a Ferrari or anything like that. We probably help as many people off the program than we do on the program.
More probably.
We get like before and after pictures of people like, who is this person? They're like, oh, you have to lose 80 pounds. I'm like, I'm just hearing about this now.
Hundreds of them.
So we, you know, my thing has always been, you know, I want to help as many people as possible. Obviously with the program, we have a lot more tools in place to do so. But if you can do this on your own, amazing, like more power to you. I also think that it's very difficult for us to do anything on our own, just because you look at, you know, some of the brightest, best athletes or whatever, they all have teams behind them. We talk about this all the time. No one's doing jack shit on their own. Everybody, you know,
for sure. The highest performing business coaches in the world have business coaches.
Business coaches. Absolutely. I mean, look at guys like, you know, I've worked for guys like Tony Robbins before. I mean, he's a billionaire helping billionaires, you know, so everybody has somebody. So it's very difficult to do anything on your own, especially when it comes to your health and weight loss. We always have this kind of like devil and angel talking to us in our head of, oh, this is okay, or I worked out so I could do this. And so we certainly need that accountability. But so back to your question of people thinking that I'm not promoting anything. In fact, I try and not promote things, you know, just to help you guys out and at least get you started, you know, one way or the other. You know, I'd love to be able to do actually some sort of like, I don't want to say promotion, it's going to sound very salesy, but getting people over to at least experience intermittent fasting and see how it works so they know that they don't need to do anything else.
Yeah. And I think that is what's interesting, is that probably the people who do need the support that we give in the approach, in the sense that you have a health coach who is dedicated to you, it's their mission every single day to check in with you, with what you're eating, how you're doing. I think the people... Well,
people don't realize that it's every day too, because I think people are so used to checking in with like a coach, like weekly or monthly or whatever.
Yeah.
Someone's there looking at your stuff every day, because again, I think that's the accountability that you need.
Yeah. But I think it's the people who would say to you, oh, I've tried everything, who need that the most, because I guarantee the one thing that they haven't done is have somebody check in with them every single day, have a health coach support them every single day.
Right. Have a guideline of this is, you know, and not so strict, but again, that's why we do guidelines is, it sounds like we're plugging our stuff, but it's not. These are just facts of why things work for us.
Yeah. But again, like, you can go and do it for free. Anybody can go to Adam's TikTok, watch 20 to 30 videos. You will have 80% of the information that we have.
At least to get started, right? Yeah.
Yeah, to get started. But we know from experience that a lot of people need the support and the guidance and the accountability of a health coach. And we also know that for a lot of people, to get that ordinarily is massively outpriced for you know, what people can afford.
Sure.
And so by making it affordable, we're able to support those people properly in a way that they've never been supported before. And that's the feedback that we get.
Yeah. Listen, I charge thousands of dollars to do it on an individual basis. We have the opportunity, and what I created in the approach is to be able to support thousands of people at an affordable price and with the same kind of level of support. So that was my goal. That was the goal of the approach, is to, instead of working with individuals here and there, like, we have a big serious problem in our country, you know, in our world. So
how much do these weight loss drugs cost? Like, what is the pricing?
I think they're like $1,500 a month. I think they might have cut the prices some, but like insurance stopped covering pieces of it. So it's somewhere around there. It's crazy. Like, we have nurses who have quit their jobs at hospitals in my neighborhood around me and started selling the drugs out of their house.
Yeah.
And killing it. It's insane. It's crazy. It's crazy. Nice. And listen, I've never seen somebody that, I get a lot of kickback for this, never seen someone look healthy on these drugs.
No.
I can see this person a mile away that they're on the drugs. Like, I know it's like, again, I live in this kind of area where, you know, everyone's on the newest trend or whatever, but you know, I can see a mile away that, oh, that person's on Ozempic or whatever. Yeah, you could just see it. You could tell that the way their body looks, their face is a little sunken or whatever. Yeah. And again, I know I'm going to get so many death threats today for that, but it's just so true. It's not it's not a natural healthy weight loss. They're literally slowing down how their body wants to digest food.
Yeah.
It's again, going back, where does that make sense to someone in their head?
Right.
Let me screw up my natural digestive process. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But you say you feel like it started to die down a little bit in terms of the conversation online about it, but it's obviously still heavily prevalent, even especially in the area that you live, that people are getting it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think online is dying down, at least for me personally. People are certainly doing it everywhere and getting it locally. I'm also seeing what I saw a mail-in system for, so you can like kind of pay online and they'll send you your drugs, which is insane to me. I don't know what requirements you would need, but
gosh. And so do you have to have it prescribed by a doctor still, or they can just
either by a doctor or maybe a nurse practitioner needs to prescribe it, but again, there's no rules or laws when it comes to that. Right. It doesn't, you know, a nurse isn't going to necessarily lose their license for prescribing this medication. And there's so much of it that no one's really looking at it. All, you know, if you follow the money, it all goes back to the big pharma. They're controlling the narrative.
Yeah.
So, no one's going to stop it. No. Right. There's too much money involved.
Yeah.
I'm reading a book right now, not to switch gears, called Atlas Shrugged, which is kind of talks about how all of this stuff works and how the money kind of controls everything, or the government controls everything. So anyways, that's subject for another day. I'm torturing myself through this book. It's not the most enjoyable book, but it was recommended to me, so I'm like trying to get through it. It's just about kind of the world today and big business and stuff like that. So
yeah. Super interesting.
I'm just thinking to myself right here, and I know we're on a podcast, but I'd love, you know, we're talking about just getting people over, and people that think that they've done it all, like how to get people. I know we have the 7-day trial going on right now. I'm hoping that that's enough for people to at least see that they can see some difference. They can see some weight loss in their first week, and at least know that they don't need, you know, whether they continue on with our program or not, at least they'll be able to see that they don't need any of these other things.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Well, that's, you know, the 7-day challenge that we have going on, the 7-day trial, completely free. And if people, you know, download the app, get signed up into that trial and commit from day one, you could be talking about £5 lost in that first week, health coach checking in with you every day.
Me and not just that, feeling better, looking better. They're going to have the community. Energy. They're going to have the support. Yeah.
Sleeping better.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you then think just do one further month of the program from then, that's just, you know, 5 weeks.
Sure.
Twice a four. And you can make a huge, huge difference.
There you go. I didn't even realize that. It's 5 weeks. If you did 1 month after, it'd be 5 weeks for the price of 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And obviously became a member, you could do, the 5 months and get the 6 month free. So you get a whole month free if you did the 5 month program. Yeah. So a couple different options, but I didn't even think about it like that.
But that's like 5 weeks of really committing to the program. You will see a huge, huge difference for that beginning part of your weight loss journey. You will see such a significant difference within that period of time.
And I think people are going to feel like they belong and that it's the right thing to do. I think that's what they're also experiencing in a very short time, because again, of all the support that we have, they're going to know that like, wow, like I didn't have to kill myself over here. I didn't have to starve myself over here. I didn't have to like do any of these things. So I think you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah. And I mean, we've had it in the community recently where people have said, you know, went on holiday this week and
I just had somebody yesterday on a live. They were in Croatia, actually. I was like, I was just there. Good staying on plan. So it was cool.
But also people saying, you know, yesterday went to a party and enjoyed myself and did X, Y, and Z. And this morning I'm back on track. And actually I don't feel bad about I'm living my life in a healthy way with a healthy relationship to food, a healthy relationship and respect for your body. And there's this balance where people can actually enjoy food enjoy living their life.
Mm-hmm.
And without, you know, without the guilt and the shame and the calorie counting and all that side of things that...
And maybe save a few bucks in the process.
Yeah. Right? Save the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, this was an awesome, awesome, awesome conversation. And we talked about quite a few things today. I'm going to let you sign off today, Victoria. Yeah. Me? Lucky you.
Okay, lucky.
Go for it.
Me. Well, thank you very much, Adam, for joining me today on the Approach podcast. As we've mentioned a couple of times, we have our amazing app, which now has a 7-day free trial, gives you full access to whichever program you feel is best suited to you. And you will get 7 days of absolutely everything that we have to offer for you.
And by the way, if you decide not to do it, you are going to still be allowed to be in our community and have access to our community forever, for life. So for sure. That's another cool perk.
There is nothing to lose, but wait. That should be our new tagline.
It should be. We've said it a few times. It really should be. We'll put it on our hats or something next time.
Yeah, let's do it. Awesome. Cool. Thanks so much, guys. And we will see you soon.
If you like what you hear, please make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you're interested in health coaching, nutrition, and wellness tips, make sure to check out Adam and follow at Adam Potash Approach.